Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Monday Messages. My name is Shirin, and in today's message, I'm addressing our male listeners. Men, you need to listen to us. But before I explain how you can improve your listening skills and why you should lend your ears to women of all people, let's first take a little trip into Greek mythology. Recently, I heard a song called Cassandra and remembered the story from Aeschylus Agamemnon. In the song Cassandra, the British singer Florence Welsh sings about how she used to be able to see the future and now she sees nothing, how her eyes were cut out and she was sent home packing to pace around the kitchen for scraps of inspiration. In Aeschylus' story, Cassandra is a Trojan priestess, the daughter of King Priam and sister to her much more famous brothers Paris and Hector. While the names of Paris and Hector are known worldwide thanks to Hollywood's adaptation of the Trojan War, Cassandra's fate is largely ignored. Enraptured by her beauty, the sun god Apollo gave Cassandra the gift of prophecy only to curse her after she refused his poor seduction skills. Cassandra was gifted with the ability to make prophecies about the future, but unfortunately no one listened to her, let alone believed her. She warned her brothers that Troy would lose the war. She warned everyone about the Trojan horse. No one listened, no one cared. Sometimes I have the feeling that nothing has changed. Is it our fate as women that no one really listens to us? Doesn't this story show that men have never really been able to stand hearing our voice and that they have always wanted to silence us? What distinguishes Cassandra from Greta Thunberg? Greta Thunberg herself said, "You're listening but not hearing." Such unheard warnings are now called Cassandra's cries. What if we had listened to women's stories throughout history rather than only following the heroic stories of men? Something has to change. I know men are trying, but sometimes it leaves me speechless how some fail at what is perhaps the simplest human skill. Fortunately, there are a few simple ways to become a better listener. The first step is very simple. If you want to listen, you simply have to shut up every once in a while and not spend your time thinking of a brilliant, quick-witted answer. Some people just wait for the other person to stop talking instead of listening. Second, you should listen actively, even if what is said does not correspond to your opinion. Bear in mind that not all women speak with one voice. Not all women have the same needs, and therefore it is up to you to listen to us, ask us questions and respect our opinions. Listening may seem simple, but I think it is the key to real change. Politicians have to listen to their female constituents' concerns and prioritize their needs. Companies should provide their female employees with a working environment where their needs for both personal and professional development are listened to and acted upon. In cases of violence against women, we should listen to the women and not immediately doubt her testimony, even if Johnny Depp is our favorite actor. Now, I don't want to slander all men here. As history shows, men have not found it easy to listen to women, and there have been studies that women's voices are harder for men to pick up than men's voices. This is, of course, aimed at men who deliberately refuse to give women a voice, but also at those who are sometimes not even aware of it. Have you ever had the experience that a person close to you did not listen to you? Maybe your father, your brother, or even your teacher. And with this, I say goodbye for this week and until next Monday.